The fourth quarter began with Beloit first down just outside the Scott City 10-yard line, trying to make this a two-score game at 14-6, and Beloit would do just that on the first play of the fourth quarter.
Two receivers on the short side, one to the left. It'll be a handoff keeper by Gray inside the five. Touchdown, Beloit, on the first play of the fourth quarter. Beloit now leads 20-6, first 6 seconds of the fourth quarter.
And Beloit kicked the extra point this time. They miss it badly, and I think we saw why they don't attempt the PAT much. But Scott City still trailed 14 points at 20-6, early seconds of the fourth quarter. Still a long ways to go in the game. Scott City would flip the momentum around in a big way, and it happened on the ensuing kickoff after a penalty by Beloit that they had to kick off from their own 35-yard line.
Here's the approach and the kick, and an over kick. It's going to be returned by Gooden at about the 12-yard line. Follows his blockers right side, 20, 25, cuts it up, 30, 35, 40, 45, midfield, 45, here's the foot race, 40, 35, 30, breaks through a tackle, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Scott City. Parker Gooden, 88 yards to the house. It is 20-12 with 11:39 to go.
Alexis Reyes would boot in the PAT, and Scott City was down by just 7 at 20-13. 11:39 to go. Still a long ways to go in the game. Beloit would get the ball and start at their own 27-yard line, and this would be a long drive that took up much of the fourth quarter clock, and they would cash in on 3 fourth downs in that drive. They were 3 for 3 on fourth down in the fourth quarter. Their first one, after Scott City stuffed them back at their own 33-yard line, Beloit would be at 4th down and 9 from their own 28-yard line, and they would go through the air on fourth down on a fake punt.
Correction, it's at the 28, so it's 4th and 9, with 9:20 to go, and for a quick kick, Triango's deep to return. Here's, oh, they're going to fake it, and wide open, it's Cox for the first down across the 40 to the 45-yard line, an 18-yard pass play, and a great play call that time by Beloit, as Scott City was thinking they were going to quick kick it.
It wasn't your traditional punt formation by Beloit. They usually just do a quick kick out of that formation with the quarterback, Hudson Gray, and he found a wide-open Carson Cox. Third straight week that Scott City had given up a fake punt on fourth down, and that would prove to be big. Beloit would have some new life there. They'd get a first down, and they'd be set up for another fourth down and long. This time, they'd have a little luck on their side converting the fourth down.
Gray will roll to his left on fourth down all kinds of time. Looking, surveying the field, finds a man deflected, and then caught! Are you kidding me? At the 9-yard line! It was too high for the original intended receiver, and then caught by Kyler Valley at the 9, first and goal.
Kyler Valley, who had the fumble return for a touchdown in the first quarter, came up big with the catch. He talked about being at the right place at the right time. He definitely was there. First to go, Beloit at the 9. It would take him 4 downs just to get it into the end zone, but they would make it a two-score game with just under 4 minutes to go.
So 3:45 to go. They have 7 to snap it here. From the 2, 4th and goal, handoff, Cox, right side,
nope.
And he is going to
nope.
be
oh,
in. Touchdown
it.
On 3rd effort. Carson Cox with the touchdown with 3:37 to go, and Beloit back up by 2 scores at 26-13.
The Beloit drive would go over 13 plays and 73 yards at 8 minutes and 12 seconds, and they converted 3 fourth downs in that 3-yard run there, made it to 26-12. And the 2-point conversion, there was a lot of controversy in that one as well. Looked like Hudson Gray was at the 1-yard line as he was going forward. The officials ruled that he had been hit and fumbled it forward into the end zone, where guess who? Kyler Valley recovered the 2-point conversion to make it 28-13 with 3:37 to go in the game. It definitely looked like it was a forward pass that was illegal, but the officials ruled it otherwise. Nonetheless, Scott City had one final chance there. They would go 3 and out, be sacked all the way back on 2 plays out of 3 at their own 1-yard line. They would kick it out. Beloit would run the clock out with under 2 minutes to go, minute 49, when they took over at the Scott City 40, and the Trojans would knock off Scott City by the final of 28-12. Well, final stats and a recap and get you set up for next week's matchup with Colby in our final segment on WesternKansasNews.com.